Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
I have long been fascinated by the evolution of proper names, especially the names we are given at birth by our parents. I didn't know until recently that this evolution even has a name of its own. It's called onomastics. It's a field that explores the etymology, history, and usage of proper names. And if we're talking specifically of the names given to humans, they're called anthroponyms. Got it? I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly, and I don't care. What interests me more than the pronunciation of this stuff is the evolution of it over the last couple hundred years. How many people named Abe do you know? Or Cornelius? Or Rufus? Or Beauregard? Certainly you count people named Bob or Jim or Tom among your relatives and friends, but I'll wager very few of them are babies. I recently found an old photo of my first grade class taken way back in the late 1940s at Sycamore School in Wyandotte County. Philip, Mary, Janet, Claude, those are so 20th century. I even went to elementary school with a kid whose given name was Barney. Know any Barneys today? Probably not, unless it's a nickname. Look at the signers of the Declaration of Independence. You won't find anybody named Brett, or Dylan, or Cody, but you will find a Hosiah. These days we name our baby boys Kyle, Logan, Hunter, Bryce, Corey, Lucas, Tanner, Shane, Jordan, Ryan, Trent, Trevor, Nathaniel, Gavin, Caleb, Liam, Austin, Brady, Brendan, Devin, Parker, Tyler. Popular names among baby girls these days are Sophia, Chloe, Isabella, Harper, Jade, and Autumn, just to list a few. You need look no further than professional sports to see the historical shift in given names. What about our hometown mud hens? Over the course of the current season, the hens have had a couple of Joes and a dude named Tom, but they're outnumbered by the Devons, the Drews, the Tanners, so the transition, while not complete, is getting there. Here's another example. I went all the way back to the roster of the Cleveland Indians in 1940. The Indians, which by the way is what I still call them and always will, had a couple of guys named Johnny, a couple of Bens, and a Ray, a Harry, Harold, Roy, and Lou. You know who else the 1940 tribe had? A guy named Soup Campbell. Go ahead and laugh, I did. And I'm not making this up. I was disappointed to learn that Soup was not his real name. How cool would that have been? His parents named him Clarence at birth, but Soup may be the all-time best baseball nickname, especially when paired with Campbell. You gotta love a guy who stepped up to the plate and the fans suddenly craved a bowl of minestrone. Also among the great baseball names of the past were Pumpsy Green, Oil Can Boyd, and Suitcase Simpson. Old Suitcase reportedly earned his nickname because he was constantly getting traded and needed to keep his bags packed. We should assume that the most popular names given to babies today will fade and give way to a whole new batch of trendy names 100 years from now. I'm skeptical that Tom will ever catch on again. I guess that makes me a doubting Thomas.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.